others around you are crumbling, you must stand tall like a tree and let your branches fend off the evils of modern temptation.
Thanks.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's Paul McKenna. He was a guest yesterday. Morning, by the way.
Morning.
And we got him to record lots of positive statements. So when we're feeling a bit rough on the detox, we can fire them in and feel strong.
Positive mental attitude. That's what it's all about.
Yes. Do you want another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dave, I know you can't be bothered, but be strong, my friend, and dig deep inside your inner reserves as you strive towards the ultimate goal.
That's good advice, isn't it? Yeah.
Strive.
Spurs you on.
Rachel, you've got one.
Oh, excellent. Go on, then.
Rachel, cakes are bad, and so is Lambrusco. So deny the evil temptations. Deny, deny.
I'm a bit scared.
Don't be scared.
He does sound a bit panto, doesn't he?
We've got this one as well.
There's only 3 weeks to go. You can do it. Oh, yes. You know you can do it.
The only thing is we don't have one which says there's only 3.5 weeks to go, though, so you just have to kind of, you know,
togetherness, yeah, and mental strength, yeah, is the essence of all success.
You know what the problem was?
What?
I thought we were starting them next week.
Right. I need them already.
Yeah.
Really good. 6:56 on Radio 1. Good morning. Great record, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Oh. Absolutely superb. I love it. Anyway, moving on. Hopefully I'll wake up in just a minute, and then we'll play Natasha Bedingfield and Green Day at 7 o'clock.
George Bush is being sworn in for his second term as president.
And Ronaldo and Rooney save United's blushes.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
3 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Have you got that clip of Lisa Ianson?
I can get it for you right now.
It's just, this is one of the things why she irritated me in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why use two words when you can use 1,000 words? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, here she is.
It's just this clip. So the question from Davina was, who do you want to win?
He's a honey. He's 19. He just got thrown in at the...
Stop. Sorry. The question is...
Okay.
Why do you want Kenzie to win?
Okay.
He's a honey. He's 19. He just got thrown in at the deep end. He's dealing with it. He's a gentleman. He's a sweetheart. I've just got a real soft spot for him. I just want him to win.
Oh, shut up. She loves the sound of her own voice. Did you see it last night, anybody?
No.
No.
I was watching the Exeter game.
Really?
Yes. I was watching the Exeter game.
Exeter game.
Right. Rachel?
I watch both.
Right.
How did you do that?
It's got 2 eyes.
Over.
During the boring bit of the football. It's another one of those throw-in things.
During the adverts?
Well, the football.
On BBC.
Oh! I watched the first half of the football, then changed over to Big Brother at some point, and then during the adverts of Big Brother kept flicking back.
Why did he say that?
I did.
You just did then, you didn't before.
It's not for girls.
What, football?
Shut up.
I just found a... Oh, you know, like, oh, Kenzie, my boy, and you're like, you know, it's like, oh, God, and I'm just talking and no one's really listening, but I don't care because I can hear my voice and I'm on TV and that's all that matters. I look at my teeth. Oh, yes, and I'm... Are we still on the air? I'm still going. Or maybe it's just me, I don't know.
So did Alan meet Lisa then last night?
Yes, Alan met Lisa last night. Lisa was prepared for him. So it wasn't really kind of a big surprise.
You're going to be cheeky now.
Why would I be cheeky?
I heard about you.
Yeah.
She knew he was coming.
I can't wait for the questions. I told him that he should go easy on her last night. All right, do you know what, actually? Don't be too hard on her.
Where do you stand on the whole Lisa issue now? Are you...
Well, put it this way, 20 minutes later, I called him back and went, you know what, ignore that last message, go for it. So... we added a few more questions to the list.
Fair dues.
Find out what happened when Alan met Lisa later.
Reality TV shows, there's one after another. And now it's time for one more show, Celebrity Big Brother. Chris was asked to do it, but he told them on your bike. So we're supporting Jeremy, the only one we like.
You're going to be cheeky now.
Why would I be cheeky?
I heard about you.
The Chris Moyle Show.
But where did you hear about him? That's the worry.
Radio 1. Oh yeah, that's right. All you single people out there, this is for you. Yeah. I'm not waiting around for a man to save.
Love that. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. What a great record, eh, Dave?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You just said you're bored of it.
No, I never.
Yes, you did?
No, I didn't.
I said I'm bored of this now, and you went, yes, I will.
No, I never. And if your phone number ends with 905, yes, we agree with you.
If you play this one more time, I will kill myself. I think it's a little bit harsh, personally. You could just go in and bear it for 3 minutes. But...
it is a great record. It's much heard.
Please don't kill yourself, because apart from anything else, we need the ratings. Mm.
One down, won't we?
It's 14 minutes past a big Radio 1 hour of 7 o'clock. I'm tired today.
I'm tired today. I don't feel well today either.
What's wrong with you?
Dunno. Morning sickness.
What?
Kind of feel rubbish when I get up in the morning.
Dude, you could be pregnant.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
It could. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Junior.
But that's the only example that we know of where a man has got pregnant.
Yeah, but we know it because it's documented evidence. Because there was a film crew there filming it.
But it is very rare, though, isn't it, that the men can get pregnant?
Yeah, but obviously Arnie has shown that that's possible. He can do anything. Have a baby, become governor of California... walk and talk at the same time.
I think, to be honest, rather than pregnancy, I think it's more likely that I'm on the outskirts of man flu.
Oh.
Maybe you've got wind.
No, but I've been sniffling and sneezing as well.
You shouldn't be coming into work, then. You'll be spreading your germs and diseases.
Yeah, I'm a consummate professional.
Right. You need the money?
I need the money. Right. Desperately.
Just a sidetrack to that, somebody's just texted in saying, I love waking up to Green Day. And play it again, great song, lots of good stuff.
Don't get us wrong, it is a great song. We just heard it a lot.
A nice little tidbit about Lisa Hanson from Matt Darby. Could be Matt in Darby or Matt Darby. Lisa works on Blockbuster Video Radio, bigging up the new releases.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she bringing entertainment home?
I don't know. Of the Mighty Fall. It's gone from, right, Mark Goodyear's next, to Blockbuster Video Radio. Actually, it's probably moving up in the world.
Yeah.
Yesterday, by the way, was BB and B Day, Broadband and Boiler Day. I had people coming around to look at fix my broadband.
Yeah.
Well, install my broadband, because I've never had it before.
Are you in?
I'm in. I'm now broadbanded up.
Good.
Don't actually understand what it is, but basically Alad started explaining it to me for about 10 minutes, and I went, Alad, I don't understand. And he just looked at me and went, your porn will be quicker. I went, oh, right, okay.
And is it?
What?
Is it all quicker?
Oh, but I tell is you it? What, seriously, I'd hardly typed in, what are you wearing, right?
Just bang, it's there.
And you know, and it's there, all done,
What about the boiler,
You type in www, all right? Yeah. And it automatically does, you know...
big nothing.
Fatgirlsfromnewcastle.com. It's for you. It's that quick. So, therefore, that means In theory, I'll be able to go online on my games console and play a specific game of football.
What, on a non-specific games console?
A non-specific games console, yeah. Where you can play live.
Right.
With other people from around the world. Right, so that's that. And then there's also a boiler update, which I'll bore you with later.
Okay.
Exciting.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is excellent news.
Well, while I'm off the drink, you know, I'm not going out, I can stay in and play Phantom Gotham Racing with some 34-year-old out-of-work ex-student in Glasgow.
Mm.
Brilliant. It's the future, my friend. Oh, you know, I'll be able to talk to Alan online.
You should get yourself a webcam. Maybe you could wave at each other.
He did suggest that, actually.
No, I mean, seriously, because, I mean, Alan is a big fan of webcams.
Well, it's where he makes his extra money.
Yeah.
Yeah. www.imalladlookatmeandpayme.com or whatever it is. I don't...
Alladcam.
Yeah.
I think we're joking, don't you?
Hello!
We're not.
And welcome to the Allad Show, live from my bedroom. Oh, look who's here to say hello, boys and girls.
It's Big Bear.
Hello, Alad.
Oh, where's Little Bear?
Anyway. Star pupil, then. We'll find out who today's star pupil is, going back to school for the day. Meanwhile, as you remember, yesterday, it was Feeder.
So then, Notre Dame High School, here in Sheffield, are you ready for Tumble and Fall from Feeder?
God love him. From yesterday, Notre Dame School up in Sheffield with Andy Arnold, who was the listener, and the star pupils were feeder at school for the whole day. But who is going back to school today?
Pop stars at school, singing in lunchtime, whatever next.
I have no idea. Are you ready, Dave?
I think so, yeah.
Good morning to today's star pupil.
It's Brian Adams, all the way from Canada.
Wow!
Hey, I just bought my first real fixed string. It's amazing.
Wow!
Really good, yeah. Back in the summer of 69. Yeah.
Wow. That,
amazing.
That is amazing.
It is. Brilliant. All right, Dave, I'm not feeling very well neither.
Are you not?
That's one of my followers. What's it called?
Prodigy.
He's my prodigy. That's Brian Adams Jr. He's new on the scene.
Who he really is.
Oh, no, it's... Not Craig David, it's some blokes from the Goldie Looking Chain.
Ah!
It's not Daniel Bedingfield, is it?
Or Goldie Looking Chain.
He's here, but he's tied up in a boot till another timeline.
So, hello, Mr. Eggsy.
All right.
How are you?
Amazing. I've just got a sight back in my left eye. And, I've just learned to breathe and walk again. It's amazing.
I like that. That's nice. So are you looking forward to the idea of going back to school again for the whole day?
Yeah, when I was in school, right, I used to nick all the cutlery from the canteen and hide it in the drain. And then they had a special assembly because of it. So
brilliant.
I'll just try and recreate that if I can.
That would be very cool.
It'd be good. You haven't nicked anything, Chris?
I don't know about nicking things.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't advise anybody does that.
I've stolen a car.
Go on! Did you charge it afterwards for insurance purposes?
Well, no, what I did first was I went down to the kind of rough estate and I did a load of donuts with it, you know, wheel spins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I set fire to it on the dump next to an old caravan.
Go on!
Right. Obviously, I didn't really.
No, and I don't advise anybody does donuts or burnt cars.
No, I don't. Yeah, don't do donuts in a burnt car.
No. Don't do donuts in a burning car unless you're stubborn.
Yeah, don't
say
do...
No to donuts. Say no to donuts and fire.
Someone's
out. I don't know what it is.
Lexi, who do you think will be the first of the GLC to get detention today?
Kenzie.
Kenzie's not in the band. That's the other band. We're getting confused. I reckon it would be Baldy because he was talking about his terrible...
He's got that ringtone on his phone.
He's got that ringtone. You know that.
I'm not aware of that. How does it go again?
Some sort of frog.
Do you know what? That's pretty... I don't want to download the other one. I want to download the GLC version.
It hurts my throat when it gets a laugh.
Well, yeah, it is very early in the morning. All right, so listen, give us some clues as to whereabouts in the UK you are.
Okay, there's a massive statue of Patrick Swayze made of cardboard and metal, 30 foot high in front of us. And the hair that you got TDK tape cassettes to make a mullet.
Right.
And a back. And there's a road, and there's a piece of paper with real clues here. They got a chirognopist, which does something with chiro.
A what?
They drove 20,000 miles, 230 miles for 14 days, for 4 hours, and they left Sheffield yesterday to get here. I think that's the crew.
Within Wales somewhere.
Within Wales.
So Wales it is then.
Uh-huh.
I reckon the Patrick Swayze
thing
clue.
Is we're actually lost. We're lost. So the sat nav's gone, and it's just like we're going around in circles. What's the next clue? The next clue is. Hang on. Read it. Dave here, go on. Says
it looks out of the window. I can see today's school is a mixed con. What?
Hang on, he's got it wrong. He can't read properly.
Rob, the producer here.
Oh, brilliant. Right, more then from Eggsy and the rest of Good Looking Chain later. Enjoy your trip to school. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I love you and all.
We love you too.
One more time, can we have the ringtone, please? Beautiful. Thank you very much. I like that.
It's the kind of quality radio you expect from your licence fee.
Right, so for those of you who aren't aware of what the hell is going on, welcome to our world.
Good morning.
So today's star pupils are Goldie Looking Jane, and they are going back to school for the whole day with one of our listeners. The listener doesn't know this yet, and we'll surprise them at about 20 to 8. So far this week, it's been very cool. Hiya, you wanted to be on Star Pupil?
Yeah, I did.
Who did you want your star pupil to be?
Feeder.
Look who's here.
Oh my God, it's Feeder.
Right, okay. So, some kid's gonna go, yeah, I wanted to be Goldie Looking Jane. Guess who's here? And their parents are gonna go, oh bloody hell. In a kind
if
of...
If they're Welsh.
If they're kind of Welsh stroke African BBC sitcom. Oh bloody hell, I can't do it. I can't do it. Can't do that.
Goodness
one.
Gracious me.
Number 43 with the Moyleses.
Bail out now.
So, Goldie Looking Jane, back to school for the whole day today. But with who? Find out in about 15 minutes.
Chris.
Bloke.
Scott Mills.
That's me, yeah.
You like a large kebab.
It's Radio 1.
Scott Mills does indeed like a large kebab, and check out just how much he enjoys it this afternoon from 4 o'clock. I kind of feel as though I'm in a dream and I haven't woken up and gone to work yet. Please tell me that that's true.
It's a bit odd this morning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. Still better than Johnny Vaughan, eh? Outcast and Athlete play next at Radio 1. Meanwhile, it's 7.30.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning is George Bush being sworn into the White House for a second. The weather cloudy, then rain for many places in the UK. Dry in north and eastern Scotland. Scotland should be bright later.
And I can't leave off that. Yeah. And the weather?
Yeah, it's kind of dry in north and eastern England. Scotland should be bright later. It's my favourite motorway. It's the M62 in East Yorkshire. Today, it's the star of One Road Travel 2. It's closed to all high-sided vehicles, i.e. lorries and other high-sided vehicles, in both directions between Junction 37 at Howden, Junction 36 at Goole. It's all because of strong winds.
Are you going for the Sony Radio Award news entry today? Is that what it is?
Why, what?
High-sided vehicles and lorries. With
well, I thought lorries would be the only high-sided vehicle. There's probably... others that would be too. It's just gone 7.34.
Can I just say, I've just seen something that's really made me get the giggles. The boss of Newsbeat, Rob McKenzie, is down in your little newsy area there.
Yeah.
And I take it you're having printer trouble.
We can't print, right. Yeah.
During the whole bulletin, from start to finish, news and indeed sport with Kerry, the room is obviously bigger than the window that I can see into the room with. And for the whole bulletin, all I've seen is Rod appear in one side of the window going, oh, go over to the printer, realise it's not working, and storm back again. And the last time he did it was just for one road travel, and he actually went, whoom, lifted his arms up and threw them down.
Did he have a huff?
It was a huff.
A
proper huff.
Such is the frustration of printer problems.
And then stormed off. Anyway, you've got to go back into that room. I don't. Ha, good luck. Proper huff. I always thought he was a happy man. I never thought he could be moody.
Generally a happy man.
Right. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. Did you see Big Brother last night when Lisa left the house?
I did see that bit, yes.
Did you, Carrie?
I did see that bit,
did
yes.
You, Dave?
Nope.
Did you, Rachel?
Yeah.
All right. It was beautiful. She's so popular with the audience. The audience sitting there waiting for Lisa to come out. And the door's open! Nice.
At least you're on the road show again.
That's cruel. Today, live from the Green in Hunstanton, with Lisa Ryanson! God love her. Anyway, Alan spoke to her yesterday, but she knows all about Alan.
You're going to be cheeky now.
Why would I be cheeky?
I heard about you.
So we'll do that later on. Also find out who is today's lucky listener that will be going to school with Goldie Looking Jane.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Rather you than me, my friend. We'll find out after the next two records. What a great record. Seriously, the music's been pumping this morning. I might doze off.
Wired, settle down. I said, settle down at the back.
If you play the song again, I'll kill myself. I started on the text. There's now a bit of a theme happening.
I like that record.
Well, I like it too, but... You know now, every record play, some smart ass is going to text in going, oh, if you play this song one more time. Anyway. Good morning, JK or Joel.
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, that's JK.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, let me explain this to you. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever done. We're in a street that goes on forever. There are two caravans at the end of the street, and there are five blacked-out people carriers. And people looking out the windows going, oh, this is normal. So it's completely bizarre.
Do you know what? This is the weirdest thing I've ever done in my life. It's like a scene out of Reservoir Dogs. There's 10 of us. I just passed
like
the mic
round. Like a CID, man.
I just passed...
Everyone in the street's bricking it. Especially him up there. Look at him.
Right, who we got then? Right, here we go.
I'm Zardos. Oh!
Don't stand in front of the satellite, JK.
Something tells me that Joel's microphone is the only one working while JK is going, introduce yourselves. Joel, pick it up. We can hear your heavy breathing.
Oh, sorry. I'm here.
Right, we can't hear JK, okay. But all we can hear is you heavy breathing.
Oh, that's okay then, right.
Right.
Hang on, this is a dog. Oh, right, hang on, here we are. Right, better be the right one. Right.
Do you reckon he'll make us a cup of coffee? A cup of tea or something? I really need to use the toilet as well.
Right, here we are, somebody here. Hi, Amy. Hey,
oh,
Amy.
Oh, my God!
Hiya.
Hiya, who's this?
Goldie looking chain. Oh, thanks for my milk.
All right.
Hello.
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 Can
I get a cup of tea?
How bizarre is this?
It's mad. Thank you.
Did you have any idea?
No, I didn't think my head teacher would let me. Cause...
you're not allowed in.
We're not. Can Goldie looking chain use your toilet?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Why is everybody dressed up?
They're going to work.
Oh, right. So you get dressed up in ballroom dresses to go to work. They're all looking really smart.
Why is everyone dressed?
No.
Full stop?
Yeah, why is everyone... Yeah. Right, so who knew about this? Did you know?
I knew.
Did you know?
Sort of.
And did you know?
No.
Right, okay, Amy, what school do you normally go to?
Llanhari Comprehensive.
Okay.
No, we're still going to the same place, so...
We're going to take you down in one of the black people carriers at the top there, just near the caravans. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank
okay.
You.
What's your first lesson?
I'm not sure.
Right, brilliant. Star pupil. There you go, Chris.
I've got to be honest, Joel, you've got to be having a laugh. Ask her again, what's the name of the school she goes to?
What's the name of your school again?
Llanhari Comprehensive.
Brilliant.
Say it slowly for Chris.
Llanhari Comprehensive.
Llanhari. Llanhari. Aye, I've got it. Right.
Dirty Harry. Llanhari.
Right. So what?
Ysgolgyfyn Llanhari.
Right, great.
Loving it. Ysgolgyfyn Llanhari.
Right, just change it to Notre Dame. Right, so...
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Goldie looking chain and Amy and JK and Joel all at Llanhari school today. I thought that worked very well, Joel. I can smell a Sony already.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Checking with... Put the whole hour in, can't we?
No, just this bit, I mean. It's genius. Right, check it with the editor on. Goodbye! And there'll be more pulling teeth a little bit later on.
Come out of your hands on your head. Turn the rap music on and step away from the stereo.
Did you know about it?
The rap album down.
Did you know about it?
MC Hammer.
Did you know about it?
Turn it off.
Guns don't kill people, robbers do. Ask any politician and they tell you it's true. It's a fact.
That was painful.
Mm.
Guns.
Do you know what, actually?
Robbers.
Goldie looking chain.
Guns.
Were the best behaved out of all of them in the last link.
Robbers.
Right, so JK and Joe, they didn't say where they were, did they?
Robbers.
Plan Harry.
What?
Guns.
What?
Plan Harry.
That's not an area, though.
Is it not?
No, no. That's the name of the school. But they didn't say where they were. I didn't think they said.
Alad, how do you pronounce that?
Pontyclun.
Pontyclun?
Pontyclun.
Yeah. Not Fontyclun.
Pont.
Right.
Says Fontyclun here.
Yeah.
I said Pont as in font.
We've got it in Albonics, right? And, you know, somebody's written Font-er-clean. That's how Alad said to say it.
That's my fault, because I said Pont like font. Like...
Hang on. It's Pont like font.
Yeah, you know.
Say Pont.
Well, how do you write that down, then?
P-O-N-T.
Pont.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So where's Pontyclun?
Pontyclun is South Wales, just off the M4, not far from Cardiff.
How far is that away from where you used to live in Aberystwyth?
Oh, about 130 miles.
All right, so you're not feeling that sick, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so they're in Pontyclun.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, am I saying it right?
That's right, yeah,
it just sounds ridiculous. Just sounds like the word pont, and then the word clean.
That's right.
Okay, it really is that simple. Pontyclun. And she goes to school, what's the name of the school?
Llanharry.
Llanharry.
Ysgol Gyfun Llanharry.
I don't know. what?
Ysgol Gyfun Llanharry.
What does that mean?
Secondary school, Llanharry.
Right, what does Llanharry mean?
It's a name.
Right, yes.
I don't know. What does Chris mean?
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
It's, there's...
Are we in a cage? That's the wall of the studio. Is it meant to be like that?
Can't do it this side.
Right, Llanharry, and yes. Amy is the girl, and the star pupils today, Goldie Looking Chain. JK and Joel are going to take them to school, and they're going to spend the whole day there. Good luck, Amy!
The UK's home of live news and live sport.
I like that record, mate.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Ashley Simpson and La La. La La.
Surprisingly.
Or as I heard Vernon Kay go the other week, right, he goes... Right, this is Ashley Simpson with L.A. L.A. or La La. Nice. L.A. L.A., of course. Oh, yeah. You're happy to see me. Oh, yeah. Come back.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
Dave, you're so stupid. Obviously, I'm singing that big hit for Caprice when she was a pop singer. Oh, yeah. Are you happy to see me? Great lyrics. Oh, if you need another reason why she's not doing Glastonbury this year. 365 days of a broken heart. 12 full just wondering where you are. Now, if ever was a song crying out to put the word fart in... 365 days of a broken heart. It's gotta be there, right? 12 full and I really haven't had a fart. Shut up, you irritating yank! Nice body, though. Hey. Rachel is holding up a piece of paper that says, what did he watch? It's the second time we've done this quiz this year. So if you'd like to be a contestant on radio's freshest quiz show...
On this show.
Yeah, on this show. Call 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. And you could be playing What It He What. I know. It's very exciting, isn't it? Right, coming up, I'm going to play Chemical Brothers and the brilliant Galvanized. We'll also play a bit of Shapeshifters as well. Meanwhile, get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Security is tight as George Bush is officially made president again.
And the dream's over for Exeter. Radio.
Bright later on, though. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past 8. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Here's something interesting for you all.
Mm.
On the text messages.
Mm.
I don't know how true this is, but Dunk from Leeds. Morning, Dunk. Says, Chris, the Pulse, which is a radio station in Bradford, where I used to work, is having its third game of Blinkety Blink this morning. Who stole whose game? We did What It's You What last week.
Fact.
No further questions, Your Honour.
We win.
What came first, the chicken or the quiz?
The chicken.
Oh, yeah.
The chickens have been around for years. That's before What It's You What came on board. Have you got callers? Did no one ring up? Yeah, but they're all divvies.
Right.
only divvies have phoned, apparently, so if you'd like to play What to What and you're not a divvy, 08700 100 100, call now. Also, here's something interesting for you. I don't know how true it is, but somebody on the text says that Clanhanny, the school where Amy and God Looking Chain are going to, is a Welsh-speaking school.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yes.
Also, you're...
How's your Welsh, Mikey Balls, or whatever they're called?
You're asking about the origins of Clanhanny as well.
Yeah.
And apparently, it means like a church of St. Harry, or chapel, or parish of St. Harry. That's where it comes from, see?
That's
is that
amazing.
From your knowledge of Welsh, Dave?
Pardon?
Is that from your knowledge of Welsh?
I've just done some basic research, Dominic.
Oh, nice.
Didn't somebody text it in? I saw it.
Shut
yeah,
your
they,
face.
Yeah, they did.
What did you just say?
Shut your face. What do you think I said?
I misheard you.
Write it down.
I thought you said...
No.
Let's have a look.
I thought you said face.
Why would I say that? That doesn't even make any sense.
I definitely didn't say that.
I thought you were being kind of bizarre.
Anyway, it's still not nice, Dave.
We'll be checking in with Gold Looking Chain, Jake and Joel and Amy a little bit later on. Coming up next, Chemical Brothers. Good morning.
First was Tony Blackburn, Noel Edmonds, he was next. If DLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that Noel Edmonds is turning in his radio grave.
We're gonna be cheeky now.
Why would I be cheeky?
I heard about you.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Listen Sundays from 4 to the UK's only official chart.
Cause you woke up in the morning with initiative to move, so I make it harder.
Shapeshifters and Lola's Theme on Radio 1, which is a great record. So, Goldie Looking Chain are going back to school for the day. It's 12 minutes past 8. If you just switched on, we surprised Amy a little bit earlier. Where does Amy live, Dave?
Clanhanny.
And where does she go to school?
In Pontyclun. Or the other way around.
Yes, that's right, Dave.
She lives in Pontyclun, and she goes to school in Clanhanny.
You're very proud of the way you say
Clanhanny.
That, okay, good. Still waiting, by the way, for the contestants to play What It's You What. Are we not doing that today or not, then? Hello, we're live on the air, saying nothing, literally waiting for you, Carrie.
Sorry about that, Tim Hemmings just won, so I had to just make sure that...
I don't give a rat's ass! We're waiting to do the quiz! People are hanging on the edge of their seats, literally with their finger on the off switch, waiting to turn it off, and we've got to get into it so they can do that. Sake. Tim Henman. You won't have won anything. What was it, a raffle? And joining us this morning on... Dominic Byrne!
Hello.
Carrie Davis.
Hello.
When she's finished watching the tennis. Comedy Day.
Hello.
Rachel Jones.
Hello.
And here's your host of What Did He Want? Chris Moyles. Good morning. Oh, yes. Well, who'd have thought it'd come back after last week's episode? Well, we paid for the jingles. We've got to let it run. Let's meet our contestants this morning. Mark is from Spalding. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Are you a family man?
I am.
That's good. Do you have a family, yeah?
I do.
That's nice. Do you have a job?
I do.
What do you do?
I'm a sales consultant for a communication aid company.
That's brilliant. You know, I once worked for one of those companies.
Did you?
Yeah. So, good luck.
Thank you.
You're playing against Daryl. Hello, Daryl. Oh, hang on a second. This is going well. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
So we lost you there in the system. We had Gremlins. A bit like the old movie called Gremlins.
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you do, Daryl?
I'm a delivery driver.
All right, for who?
CRM.
You know, I once worked for a company called CRM.
Did you?
Yeah. And you're from Portsmouth?
That's right.
That's brilliant. All right, well, listen. Good luck with today's game. You could be going away with a great prize.
Great.
All right, let's get straight into it and play What It He Wants.
What it he wants, what it he wants, what it he wants.
All right, OK, let's play the game. First of all, Mark, I'll let you choose heads or tails to go first.
Heads.
OK, let's just find out. Yep, it's heads. All right, so this is your question. Best of luck to you. Are you ready?
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Rockstar Liam Gallagher is so obsessed with looking cool that even when he's performing on stage, he wears his massive what or what's.
It's,
No, don't say anything yet. Give the celebrities time to write down their answers. I'm glad that we explained the rules to you off the air. It's just bedding in, you know. It's like wearing a new pair of shoes. This'll hurt for a few weeks, but we'll get compliments in the summer.
That's nice.
Okay. Rockstar Liam Gallagher, so obsessed with looking cool, that even when he's performing on stage, he wears his massive what or what's. You all got an answer, Dominic?
Yes, I have.
Kerry?
Yes.
Not watching the tennis, are you?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, good. Dave, you written an answer?
I have Rachel? Got an answer.
I have, yes.
All right, okay. Here we go then, Mark. Rockstar Liam Gallagher is so obsessed with looking cool that even when he's performing on stage, he wears his massive...
coat.
Coat. All right, yeah. Let's find out if you're right then. Dominic, what do you have?
I have massive parka, which is a coat.
Oh... gonna give it to you. It's fantastic. A point. This could be good. Carrie, what did he have?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Oh. Dave, what did he have?
I put sunglasses.
Sunglasses. And Rachel?
I put shades.
Shades. Oh, dear. So, after what looked like a great start, Mark, it went rapidly downhill.
It certainly did.
Yeah, a bit like JK and Joel. Right, so that's 1 point to you. Let's go over to Daryl. Daryl, do you think you can beat that?
Yeah.
Fairly confident?
Yeah, all right,
okay. Well, you know, whatever floats your boat, love, I suppose. Right, okay, let's go for your question. Here we go, good luck. Radio 1 DJ Joe Wiley is just a big kid at heart. When she goes home from work and switches on the TV, instead of watching the news, she watches what or what's. Okay, let's have a little think. Celebrities are having a little think as well. Dave looks a bit confused. Do you know who Joe Wiley is?
Yes.
Yeah. She's the old bird, isn't
she? She's the lady that's on at 10 o'clock.
Well, I wouldn't call her a lady. But then you haven't spent a few hours with her in a cheap motel at the back of King's Cross. Radio 1 DJ Joe Wiley is just a big kid at heart, Dominic.
Right, yeah.
She goes home from work and spits on the TV. Instead of watching the news, she watches what or what? You got an answer?
Yes, I have.
Kerry?
Yes, I have.
Dave?
Yes.
Rachel?
Yep.
All right. Here we go, Daryl. Good luck. Radio and DJ Joe Wiley is just a big kid at heart. When she goes home from work and switches on the TV, instead of watching the news, she watches...
The Tweenies.
The Tweenies. All right. Let's go around the room. This could be your game, Mark. Dominic, what have you got?
Well, Chris, I put CBeebies.
Right. Which is a channel rather than a show. Carrie, what did you put?
I put Play School.
Play School. Old school, play school. Dave?
Teletubbies.
Oh, very close. Here we go for the draw. Please say you've got the wrong answer because we haven't got a tiebreak question. What have you got, Rachel?
I put Teletubbies.
Oh, no.
You know what that means, don't you, Daryl?
No.
That our celebrities are stupid.
Yes.
And it also means that you go home empty-handed. I'm very sorry about that, but send all our love to Portsmouth. Why don't you?
I will.
Right, have a nice day now. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
And Mark?
Hello.
Congratulations. You've got to be very proud of yourself. Not only are you through to the next round, but the next round can give you a great prize. So come on, let's play the Super What bit. Oh, this really is a great bit. All right, so here's how it works then, Mark. You can choose one of our celebrities to play with. We'll read you out another question, and you've got to exactly match what they've written down, or they've got to write down what you're going to say, but they write it down before you say it. Obviously, there'd be no game involved. But as I said, there is a fantastic prize for this. Would you like to know what your prize is?
I would.
Okay, let's find out what today's special prize is. Uncle Chris. Well, Mark, you could be the envy of all your friends with this original piece of Chris Moyle's wardrobe. That's right. This lovely t-shirt comes in extra large with a photo of Jesus on the front, just above the words, Jesus is coming, look busy. You'll be busy, all right, after people ask you where you got this cool shirt from. You can tell them you want it on, what did he want? Right. Okay, so there you go. That's the prize that's up for grabs.
Wow.
Okay, who do you want to choose to play the game with?
It's going to be Dominic.
Dominic, all right. Okay, so Dominic, no pressure.
Thank you.
The T-shirt is Jesus is coming. Look busy. You see, it's a play on word. Some could call it sacrilege. But I'm Roman Catholic, so it's endorsed by myself.
I'll do my very best.
All right, that'll be great. All right, so I'm going to read out what it is, and then you have a little think, and then we'll go to Mark, and Mark will give us the answer. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
Here we go. Welsh rappers Goldie-looking Chain love wearing their bling-bling jewellery. In fact, Maggot has so many sovereign-looking rings that people think he looks like... what or what? Okay. Welsh rappers Goldie-looking Chain love wearing their bling-bling jewellery. In fact, Maggot has got so many sovereign-looking rings that people think he looks like... what or what? Who could that be? I don't know. Maybe somebody who's been on television recently wearing lots of rings with horses on. Maybe somebody who works in the field of horses and wears rings.
Like, I have an answer.
Like John McCruick, maybe. I don't know, though. That's just me. Right, Mark? Welsh rappers Goldie-looking Chain love wearing their bling-bling jewellery. In fact, Maggot has so many sovereign-looking rings that people think he looks like...
I don't know his name.
John McCruick.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Dominic, what have you got?
I've got John McCreary.
Yay! Well done, you've won the Jesus is Coming, Look Busy t-shirt.
Wow.
How do you feel?
Oh, words can't explain.
Right, okay, good. Oh.
Do try those, radio.
I'm really excited, thank you very much.
Brilliant, brilliant. And thanks for being our second ever winner on Car Crush Radio, What Is He What? Thanks for playing. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
I think it's getting better.
So do I.
Wake up to Moyles.
Okay, so this is the second time we've done What Did You What, and it's the second barrage of abuse we've had on the text. But I'm sorry, I don't care. I like it, and it'll be back next week. That's right, you'll learn to love it. You'll learn, all right.
This is the last time that I will say these words. I remember the first time.
I suppose it's better than the Christmas panto.
Praise indeed.
It's rubbish, pants, bring back King of Tickets. They're loving What Is You What, Dave. If you actually like it, please text Yes, I Like It to 81199 and see if we can get more than 10.
I think your analogy about new shoes hurting at first is very apt.
If you like What Is You What, please text Yes, I Like It to 81199. You watch how many text messages are going to come in now during the news, Dave. You see, you've seen lots of people who don't like it. Now see the people who love it, right?
Still waiting.
81199. 81199. Did you like What Did You What? Yes, I like it. Is that what I told people to put? Right, that'll
be something like that. Right. Positive.
Let's get the news from Dominic. It's just gone 8:30.
And the main news this morning wins. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. Just gone 8:33. The
Chris Moyle Show. What time is it?
8:34 nearly.
You know, you told the story about the people from EastEnders.
Yes.
What did he say just before you played the clip?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
James Alexandru, who plays Martin Fowler, and Shane Ritchie. I don't mean
I didn't realise he played Shane Ritchie.
I knew you'd say that. I should have said he's with Shane Ritchie. Sorry.
Right, okay. So, we did What It's He What, and we got about, immediately, 250 text messages saying, What It's He Crap, more like.
Mm-hmm. Pure hatred.
Yeah, and they really don't like it. So, I said, all right, seriously, who likes it? Text in, right? Uh-huh. And we got a response.
How big was that response?
Oh, Honestly?
Honestly, yeah.
4,000 text messages.
Really?
Yeah.
Saying they like it?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
So, out of 250 said they don't, 4,000 who do. And just under 7 million people who can't be bothered to text in. So, I like that.
Does that mean we officially put it down as a success?
Oh, yeah. Because when we did the same poll with King of Tickets, nobody texted in saying they liked it. Well, we got one, but that was Will, and that doesn't count.
You should have heard King of Tickets, Dave. It was brilliant.
I wasn't there at the time.
No.
Dominic, it was just Dave putting on a ridiculous voice.
What was?
He tried to sound like that of a king.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Dave, I didn't get that.
How did the voice go again?
Ho, 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 I'm King of Tickets.
And do you have tickets for us?
I have tickets for everybody. All the boys and girls have got tickets from me.
Right. I'd like tickets for a football match, if I may.
Oh, really? Which football match would you like to go to?
I'd like to go to Leeds United versus Everton.
Leeds versus Everton. Well, that's impossible, I'm afraid, because they're not even in the same division.
Not in the same what?
Division. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why King of Tickets only lasted for, I think it was 1 week, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a pilot episode.
I was going to say, we could bring it back for another one off tomorrow.
I think that's a dreadful idea. Oh, I think you're so wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not.
People like King of Tickets. Right.
But, you know, if you take the echo off and you do it, you sound ridiculous.
Hey?
Go on, have a go.
People like King of Tickets.
It's not the same, is it, really?
Not the same at all.
It's largely echo-dependent.
Well, yeah, feature. Of course.
Yeah. Backstage tour there in radio.
Are you still with us, Kerry?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you might have gone out to watch the tennis again. Just checking.
How's he doing, Tim?
He's won.
Has he? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know what that was? It was the who's got the cleanest shirt competition between all the players. Now he's going to go on court and lose. Right. I'm sorry, that's very negative about Tim Hemman, isn't it?
But his whites really are very white.
Yeah. They're whiter than white.
Welcome to another year, our second on the air. We worked so hard for 12 full months, not that you bloody care. Had lots of illnesses from flu to chicken pox. But Miles is back, so thank the Lord it's not that Dr. Fox.
Coming up, Eminem, but first, a top rocking song from the darkness.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
You're going to be cheeky now.
Why would I be cheeky?
I heard about you.
So I got my broadband yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant.
Oh, why?
I don't actually know what it is, right? The guy turns up at my house, I'm such a div, right? And he goes, oh, mate, you're right, so yeah, good, yeah. Where do you want it? Where do you want it? Well, the phone line's over there, because that's what it is, right? Mm. It's like a really fast phone connection,
isn't it?
That's
what I thought it was.
Yeah. So where do you want it? Well, the phone socket's just in the corner. Yeah, but where do you want the box going? Because I've just seen, check the wire in here and everything. Hmm. Right, so where do you want that? The wiring? No, but where the... Because I can trail it. Do you have, like, an inbox? Okay, let's start again and imagine that I haven't a clue what you're talking about. He goes, okay, all right then. I need to put a box somewhere. I can see you've got a wire, so what I'll do is I'll just take the end off that because that's obviously what used to go then, and I'll just reroute that. Where do you want it? Do you want it to go? Because I can make it go over the wall, over the door, and then down across over your breakfast bar and down.
Hmm.
Right. So, what wire? Okay, right, you don't know what broadband is, do you? Not a clue. Right, okay. Shall I put it here? Yeah, that'll do me fine, that's great. And what are you putting there, the wire? No, I'm going to put the box there. The wire will go to the box. Okay, great. And that's the modem. No, this is the modem. Right, where does that go? Well, shall I just do it for you and then tell you how it works? That'll be great, thanks.
I'm even more confused now than when you started talking.
Right. So anyway, I've got my broadband now. That's what I've got, which is great. So, I've got a wire, I've got Ethernet.
Ethernet?
I don't have internet, I've got Ethernet.
What's Ethernet?
I've no idea, I don't know, it's just fast, right?
Perhaps he had a speech impediment. He was actually saying internet.
No, it is Ethernet. Honestly, yeah. So I've gone on the website. Oh, that's really quick. Oh, look at that. Downloading things left, right and centre. Anyway, got bored of that. And thought, I'll try my Xbox Live, see if I can do that. Okay, right. It's got to be simple to do, right? I can, you know, I'm a grown man.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Right. Get wire from modem, okay? Plug into back of Xbox. Great. Switch on. Yeah, not working. Oh, okay. Switch it off and switch it on again. Yeah, not working. Okay. Try it again. No, not working. Okay, all right, fine. Right, I'll unplug it, plug the wire then back into the computer, go on the Ethernet, and then go to the website and find out if I can troubleshoot it, right? Okay. And they have a little kind of film about how to do it with some over-enthusiastic American kid going, yo, radical, you're about to go online. Whoa, check it out. Here's what you need. Right, so all that irritates me for a while. And he goes, oh, if you got Ethernet, just plug it straight into the back of the box, you're ready to rock. I'm like, well, I've done that. Okay, or you can do this. No, I've done that. I don't have the next bit. All right, I'll try again. So then I kind of look more into the troubleshooting, and I finally find, as you do with a lot of technology, the ultimate way to make it work, switch it off, leave it for 30 seconds, and switch it on again. Hey, presto, I'm connected.
So now you don't have to go to Martin's house to play video games anymore.
No, it's not video games, Dave. Seriously, move on. You're stuck in St. Elmo's fire. Footloose. You've got to move away.
You and Martin doing a bit of Pac-Man action.
Look.
They are video games.
But I do have to go to Martin's because I can play Phantom Gotham Racing, the car driving game. I can play Halo 2.
Right.
Right. I can play something else. But I can't play FIFA 2005, my favourite game.
Why?
I don't know. It won't connect.
Why?
I don't know, Dave. It says connecting, loading. No, not loading.
You need to get that Ethernet man
Ethernet.
Back.
Ethernet.
Well, it's not called Ethernet.
Like Ethan Hawke.
It's not that. But, you know, it's just, so I've got the port, the computer I can do, right, and certain live games I can do, just can't do the football yet, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Modem says no.
Yeah. Pretty Ethernet says maybe.
So high speed porn and no FIFA.
Yeah. So I can do porn but no football.
Brilliant.
Ooh. Sounds like a decent Friday.
It's the bane of my life. But I'll get it. Alan said he'll come around one night with a bottle of wine and sort it out for me. Yeah.
Brilliant. So better than calling Ethan. Hey.
Well, do you know what I mean?
You game well, along too.
If he wants, we can have a bit of a party. Ethernet is the cable, apparently, and type of network the broadband uses. John on the M6.
He's
hello,
the provider.
John. Hello, John.
Look, it's not geeky.
Hello.
It's just
yes,
not,
it is.
It's not geeky.
Hello. Yes, it is. Not and it's geeky. Quite dull.
Hello, would you like to play Halo 2 with me? Where's your wire, Dave? I've got Ethernet. My connection is really fast. Put your wire in here.
Oh, look, here's Alan with his webcam. All right. Stop now.
Modem on the wall.
Sorry, I have no idea what that was.
Should we do Guess Who? Carrie's gonna guess who?
Yes, please.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's Tickle Carrie time. So you've got, where did you see this famous person?
When I was practicing at the driving range.
Practicing at the
golf,
driving range?
Golf, yeah?
Yes, golf.
Yeah,
okay. Online or really?
No, really.
Right, okay, all right then. Dominic, you can go first.
Is it a male?
Yes.
Is it a musician?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Is it a sports person?
No.
Is it an actor?
No.
TV presenter?
Former.
Are they now more famous for doing something else?
Yes.
But they once upon a time were famous for being a television presenter?
Yes.
Pass.
Is it a comedian?
Kind of, yes.
Is he a stand-up comic?
No. But he's quite a funny man. And he's known for being quite funny.
Blimey. I'm confused. So he represents the worlds of TV presenting, music...
No, not music.
Oh, right, pass.
Does he do radio?
He does.
Pass.
Have they left television to do radio?
Yes.
Ah, I know. Somebody who's... Oh, no. It's not Vernon Kay.
No.
Is it your big chap, John O'Coleman?
No.
Is it Johnny Vaughan?
No.
Do they work for the BBC?
Yes.
Radio 2?
No.
Good Lord. Have we ever met them before? Have they been on the show?
I'm not sure, but you'll definitely have met them before, yes.
Okay. Somebody who used to be on television and now... Is it Terry Wogan?
No.
And he's not on Radio 2?
No.
Oh, okay. Then it might be Terry Wogan then.
Is he... But he is on the BBC?
He is on the BBC, yes.
No idea.
Is... Dave, I'm losing the will to live.
Is this person on Radio 5 Live?
They are.
909 and 693.
Yeah, all right.
Is it therefore Simon Mayo?
Nope.
I haven't got a clue.
Since when did Simon Mayo do TV presenting?
Confessions, love.
Yeah, Confessions. And he did a show called The End of the World Pub or something, where he did a show...
The World's End, it was called.
World's End Pub.
It was kind of a programme with a religious slant.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
This person was famous on TV first.
Right. It's famous for... and they're now on 5 Live.
On the children's programme.
Nicky Campbell!
No.
Okay.
Does he do a show on 5 Live at the moment?
Yes.
Floella Benjamin.
No.
Children's programme.
It was on a children's programme first. And
Philip
then
Schofield.
Channel 4 with an early start.
Richard Wiley.
Early start.
Richard Bacon.
Yes! Yay! Well done, Dave!
Wow.
Good morning, Richard, by the way, for listening to the show. Carrie's just completely taken away all your television work and made you an ex-TV presenter. He still does, you know, television.
Not as much as he does radio now.
He did one of those shows that you did.
Flipside TV.
Yeah.
Quality.
And what channel was that again?
It was on...
Nation 247.
No, it was on Paramount Comedy Plus.
Wow.
Wow.
A bit of extra comedy.
Yeah, it's a late night version.
It was quite off-putting there with him next to me, and I was trying to practice my swing and...
I didn't know he was a golfer, Richard Bacon.
Yes, he is indeed.
And did you have a chat with him?
No, I was too embarrassed because I had a bit of a shocker.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, all right then.
He's a close personal friend of ours, Mr. Bacon.
He's a nice man, Richard Bacon.
I've got two Guess Who's, but I don't think they're worth doing.
Okay, is it Richard Bacon?
No.
Right.
Is it Bacon Richard?
No.
Is it Dr. Hilary Jones?
No.
Is it Floella Benjamin?
No.
Is it the late Irene Handel?
No.
Christopher Biggins?
No.
Is it Nina Nana?
No.
Cannon and Ball?
No.
Boutros Ghali?
No.
Jimmy Tarbuck?
No. Jim Bowen? No.
Bishop Desmond Tutu?
Oh, if only. That'd be a great one. Sorry.
The Pope?
No.
Is it Gerard Depardieu?
No.
Mel Gibson?
No.
Danny Glover?
No.
Mini Driver?
No.
Who did you say, Dominic?
Frankie Dettori.
I have two, one male and female.
Oh, Richard and Judy?
No. And they weren't together.
They weren't together?
No.
Oh,
Maybe we should play a record and come back to
it. Ike and Tina.
Brad and Jennifer.
Do you want to know?
Is it My Mum and Rolf Harris?
No.
Right, okay.
Not again.
Is it My Mum and Ian Woosnam?
No. Society, baby.
The police want to relocate me. Is it Dominic's son? But they can't fake me. And Lily Savage?
No. We're nowhere near.
Is it Sam Fox?
No.
And Mick Fleetwood. Long rides in a G4
plane. Expand. Talk a little, pick your brain. Wanna see you with something little, walk around. Here's a text message for you, Dave. Richard Bacon kissed my face at Oasis Finsbury Park. I love him. Kelly in Ipswich. Thank you, Matthew, for the text.
We were there, weren't we? Very wet.
Yeah.
I mean Finsbury Park, not the kiss.
Rachel, was it Des and Mel?
No.
Oh, okay.
Des and Daphne.
No, it was two Guess Who's on separate occasions. So they're not at all related. Aww. Well, they are kind of in some way.
Is it Joe Wiley and...
No.
And the boy who delivers the papers in the 80s arcade game Paperboy?
I'd like to see it close, but you're not.
Is it Liz and Andy Kershaw?
No.
Right, Dave, Teenage Link, how do you get to today's Teenage Link track from yesterday's Jane's Addiction and Just Because?
Jane's Addiction are led by flamboyant frontman Perry Farrell. Perry Farrell shares the same surname as actor Colin Farrell, who once auditioned for Boyzone. Boyzone were managed by Louis Walsh, which means Louis Walsh shares the same first name as Louis Armstrong, who in turn shares the same surname as Neil Armstrong, who was the first man on the moon. Moon, first name Alfie, is the EastEnders character played by Shane Ritchie. Shane Ritchie once came to Roadshow of ours in Southend. Southend is a seaside Lakeside Resort in Essex. Essex Press, theme from Essex Press, topped the charts in 1988 and was then followed up by their follow-up single, Superfly Guy. Guy Pearce played Mike in Neighbours, while Doug Willis was played by Terence Donovan, father of Jason Donovan. Jason Donovan has now turned his hand to theatre, starring in shows such as Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Bang Bang was the title of a comedy series from Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer, who are probably best known for the long-running Shooting Stars, which also featured the comedy talents of Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas played George Dawes, who was a baby. Babies are often made to wear a bonnet, and bonnet rhymes with sonnet, which links us to this morning's Tudor's Link track. It is Sonnet by The Verve.
Was it Richard Ashcroft and Sarah Green?
No.
Crankies? Tommy Vance and Sue Pollard?
No.
Fiona Bruce and Henry Kelly?
No.
Ray Stubbs and Gina G?
No.
Billy Joe Spears and Ben Elton?
No.
Was it Gruey and Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
No.
Was it Charlotte Church and Bungle?
No.
Sue Townsend and Mikhail Gorbachev?
No.
Janice Long and Prince Rainier of Monaco?
No.
Dempsey and Makepeace?
No.
Alright, okay.
Johnny Ball and Morris Stewart?
No. Jenna Jameson and Derek Jameson?
No.
Lynn Foleswood and Willie Carson?
No. You're never going to get them. They weren't together.
Was it Uncle Albert from Any False Nosses and Pauline Cook from Birds of a Feather?
No.
Right.
How about Simon Peters and Dawn French?
No.
Bob Holness and Melandra Burrows?
No.
Minnie Mouse and Brian Blessed?
No.
Nick Kershaw and Hazel Dean?
No.
Andy Crane and Jennifer Saunders?
No.
Jenny Eclair and Tom Selleck?
No.
Deirdre Barlow and Howard Marks?
No.
In a new ITV daytime chat show?
On your marks, Deirdre.
Oh, we're laughing. I hope somebody else is.
Oh, dear.
Oh, The Verve and Sonnet on Radio 1. Seamless link, Dave?
I hope so.
Oh, man alive.
It wasn't Rachel, it wasn't Mark Curry and David Furnish, was it?
No.
It wasn't Tim Curry and David Dickinson, was it?
No.
For the love of God, who was it, woman?
It was Michelle McManus and Tony Hadley.
Do you know, that is funnier than anything we have said today. Michelle McManus and Tony Hadley.
Not together.
Doing Love Lifters Up Where We Belong. Forklift truck lift you up, fatty. Someone texts in saying, is it Metal Mickey and Grot Bags?
No. Got to ask, though, haven't you?
Magnet Steel, Pepsi and Shirley, Edward Woodward and Theresa Green. There's, have you seen these on the text? There's just loads.
Captain Pugwash and Lulu.
David Icke and Rusty Lee.
Akabilk is my favourite suggestion so far.
Alan doesn't know who Akabilk is.
I do.
Who is he?
Used to play clarinet or something.
It is true.
Yeah, well done.
Still does. I think.
Oh, no, Dave.
No, he is.
Last year you said people were dead when they're still alive. This year you can say that people are still alive when they're actually dead.
I'm sure Akabilk is still going.
It's half time the show. It's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to ramble.
I love my job. It's great, isn't it? It's better than working for a living. Metal Mickey and crop bags. And you look at the text. Shut your face, you fat ass. You're not funny. I don't care. What are you saying, Brian?
Thing is, I thought there was going to be people behind bushes slipping you a pizza or something.
No. on this detox, son. How are you, Alad?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good, thanks.
Just sat down today.
Chris Akabusi and Andy Peters. Have you seen the one underneath that one?
What, the Sheena Easton one?
No, above that one.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to say that because I thought it might be in bad taste.
I like Harry Potter and Jodie Marsh.
Elvis and Mad Lizzie. Chris calling Michelle fat, pot calling kettle black from M. No, seriously. I may be fat. Well, if I'm fat, then Michelle McManus is like hugely fat.
She didn't. She looked nice. She was looking nice.
You ever seen those pictures of her on holiday?
Woo! Yeah,
seriously.
Well, you know.
Like a whale wrapped in cling film.
She looked nice.
She didn't. She looked fat. Anyway, right, let's move on. So you went to Big Brother again last night?
Yes, and I got to meet the lovely Lisa Lanson last night, which was very nice.
Did you call her that?
No, I didn't.
You should have hated
her. Do you know what? She's very good. It wasn't easy to be angry, Alad, with Lisa.
Really?
Plus, she was incredibly prepped by Big Brother.
Yeah, that's
Claudia is new to the press conference, and it was her doing it last night, and you can tell she said something, because when she walked in, when Lisa walked in, she looked straight at me and smiled nicely, and I thought, oh, okay, you know who I am.
Maybe she found you attractive.
I doubt it.
You know, she's got a strange taste.
But she's a presenter as well. She knows what she can and can't say, and she was smiley and polite for the whole thing, and she just wouldn't bite, and it was really annoying.
I hate it when those people don't bite.
I know. But anyway, the first thing, as with all the other housemates this week, I bought Lisa a present. But what could I get her?
Where am I looking, by the way, for
these clips? Show features.
Okay. Can I just play this again?
Coming, ready or not. Not.
Who is that?
Lisa, right? They're all dressed up as nursery rhyme characters for a party. And then they go, right, we're going to have a game of hide and seek. And Lisa can be the seeker and everyone else can hide. So, Lisa, go to the diary room, right, when the door closes. As soon as you start counting backwards from 30, the rest of the housemates are allowed to hide. So she sits down and she goes, okay, 30. Now, what was it? It was like 50.
50, yeah.
Right, but she's... Oh, she's so irritating. Even counting, she annoyed me.
Yeah.
50... 49, 40, or whatever she was doing. And meanwhile, you've got all the rest of the housemates dressed up as like Humpty Dumpty and stuff like Red Riding Hood running around trying to find somewhere to hide. So she gets to 48, 49, 50.
Coming, ready or not.
Not Lisa.
Brilliant.
And the idea was she didn't actually leave, she had to leave.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
I thought she was going to cry at that
How
point.
False was she?
I thought she was really gutted that she was going
Absolutely.
Out of the house.
Absolutely.
She looked like she was going to cry, so she pretended she was in a good mood.
Oh, my God, that's amazing!
But don't worry, Lisa, there's nothing but cheers for you when those doors open. God, it's like Johnny Vaughan opening a supermarket.
Wow.
All right, so then you went into the press conference afterwards to have a chat.
Yes, I did.
Right, okay.
And I bought her a present.
Right, lovely. A nice present?
I think it was quite nice.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard about you.
You really? Phoebe Allard, Chris Moyle Show, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello. It's become a bit of a routine now that we get some presents to people when they come out of the house.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Tesco's and I bought you some presents. You were quite a hard one to buy for, actually.
Okay.
But I noticed that you looked so good in the Queen stuff, but I got you some dressing up kits.
My 2.5-year-old will love that, thank you.
No, that's for you.
Oh, thanks.
That's for you. And also, I heard Big Brother get it wrong and you'd like to be a princess more than a queen, so I got you a princess mirror, and when you look at yourself, it talks to you. There we go.
Thank you so much. But actually, really, this is for Chris, isn't it? But it should actually say...
How pretty!
There you go. I'm lying. Hi, Chris.
Oh. Hi, Liz.
The idea was that whenever she looked at herself, she'd have people telling her how beautiful she was.
Yeah.
Thought she'd like that. But no, she thought she'd
We could have... If we'd have bought that present a few days before, we could have got the engineers to tamper with it, and so it would have been my voice of Dave's going, God, you're annoying.
Yeah, but she smiled after that, which is nice.
Bless her, though.
I thought I'd stay nice, so a nice, gentle question, first of all. So it was time for the pyjama question.
Did you buy your pyjamas before the henny sale, or did you get them for a tenner?
I got them for a tenner, and I'm glad someone spotted them. Why, do you have a matching pair?
It's actually Chris's girlfriend. She has a matching
pair. There you go, woman of good taste. And I know why she wears them when she's sleeping with Chris.
Why? Why? What does that mean? And I know why she wears them when she's sleeping with Chris. Yeah, why is that, Lisa? Because...
I know.
She doesn't want to get cold.
I know.
What?
Yeah, keep her warm because your boiler's knackered.
Maybe she knows about the boiler.
Okay, wasn't going so well. No. So I must have had an evil smile on my face when they came to me again, because before I even asked the question, Lisa jumped in.
You're going to be cheeky now.
Why would I be cheeky?
I heard about you.
But did you get an inkling that you being portrayed as quite an annoying person in the house?
Is that how it was? Oh, God, thanks, guys. Oh, well, I'll speak to Endemol about that one.
But she smiled throughout. Ooh. Bit dramatic.
Oh, we'll just start that again then, shall we? Just everything stops.
I'm sorry.
Is that how that ended?
That's how it ended, okay. Yeah. So she wasn't very happy with that one, but she continued to smile, so good on her. She's not biting, so media train through the smiles. I had one last question for her. So they called, right, last questions, put my hand up, and notice how Big Brother refers to me.
Angry Alan.
Lisa, you've got...
Angry Alan?
Yes!
Yeah,
it's just
suddenly, every part of me... seems to know. You should do that the last night.
I will.
And then just stand up and go, you're all arses. Walk out.
But it's the way she goes, Angry Alan.
She was scared. It's the first time.
Angry Alan.
Angry Alan.
Last question.
Angry Alan.
Lisa, you've got really nice teeth.
Thank you.
Is there anything else nice about you?
But she smiles.
How do you have the balls to do that? Oh, man, my skin is crawling. You've got really nice... Oh, I want to hear that again.
Angry Alan.
Lisa, you've got really nice teeth.
Thank you.
Is there anything else nice about you?
Oh, God, well, you're asking me. Don't you know already? Can't you see it? I'm a caring person. I do care, and I really do care, and I'm immensely loyal as well. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
I hope I come across as you'd expect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're certainly not letting us down there, love.
Not a problem at all. Thank you very much, Alan. Very nice.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. And today, again, you can win a pedometer for you and a friend.
That number again.
08700 100 100.
Somebody give me a baseline. Yeah, that's tight. Do you like that?
I do like that.
Block Party, it's called So Here We Are. It comes out in 2 weeks. They're playing the Enemy Awards tour with the Killers and the Kaiser Chiefs, All and On, and the Futureheads, and you can hear all four bands on the mat live this Monday from 9, live from Birmingham on Radio 1.
Top stuff.
All right, nice, thank you. Stars.
Settle down. I said settle down at the back.
Right, explain to me then, Alad.
I wanted to apologise. I got it wrong earlier. It does mean something. My friend Cadel Paddy Jones from Wales has just texted me to say...
How is he?
She's fine.
Right.
That San means church, therefore San Harry means Church of St. Harry.
That's what I said before.
I didn't hear you say
told
that.
Told you that about an hour and a half
you
ago.
You didn't tell me that.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, shh. Everyone's going to be quiet because JK and Joel are in the corridor outside the door to the classroom where good-looking Chain are in the first class. It's like registration in the first class. So we have to say, Shammai, JK and Joel.
Hello, boyo.
Shammai.
I don't really do much Welsh, to be honest with you. And,
good morning, boyo.
That's as far as I go. Actually, we're outside the classroom door right now. Well, how'd you pronounce that? That obviously means classroom, but I've got no idea how to pronounce it.
77, you pronounce it.
No, no, you FL, you
okay.
Fool.
Right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Let's go. Go on.
Morning, class. Right, Clan Harry. Yeah, we're in registration with the headmistress. Best behaviour, please. Morning, Miss Morris.
Good morning.
What's that in Welsh?
Borazar.
Very good. Now, I've heard you're a really big, goldy-looking Chain fan. Is this correct?
Yes, it is, actually. Yes, I'm very excited that you're here today. I've got the Greatest Hits album.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite single from there?
My Mother's Got Her.
Oh, right. Brilliant.
I wish I thought so. Cool. So, now, first things first, because goldy-looking Chain... Stop holding up signs, please. Goldy-looking Chain are not the most well-behaved bunch, so I believe we have some rules of the school.
Yes, we do have some rules. So we start now, boys, okay, with getting things right. So first thing, there's no chewing gum, no mobile phones, so put that away. No smoking, no swearing. No jewellery, so take those chains off in the back there. Okay? And yes, and you can be quiet as I'll offer it. And no trainers.
Oh.
And the most one of the most important things, no nipping down the village at lunchtime.
Oh. Okay, now we better check that everyone's here. So, Miss Morris, if you could do the register, please, that'd be great.
Yes, okay, so we'll start with Amy Davis. Reese. Obscenol. Billy Webb.
Hello.
Da iawn. Mystical.
Hello.
Maggot.
Hey.
Two Hats.
Jack.
Adam Hussein.
Hello.
Lebegs. Balls.
Excellent, fantastic. Lads, you enjoying yourself here, yeah? Everything all right for you, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Charity, I love it.
You're very well behaved for my kind of liking, actually. Right then, let's do some Welsh then, shall we? I think it's time we did Welsh.
Yes, okay, so some basic rules this morning then boys, some basic Welsh that you'll need when you go into classes this morning. So everybody listening?
Yeah.
We'll start off with how to greet people. Good morning is bore da. Together?
Bore da.
Once again after me, after two, one, two, bore da.
Bore da.
Da iawn, da iawn. Next one is shumai. How are you? Shumai?
Shumai!
Not quite so high. After two, can we have some hush, please? Can we have some hush, please? Okay, so after two, shumai. One, two,
shumai.
Da iawn. Okay, so put it together. Bore da, shumai. Da iawn, okay? And as you leave class, you always say thank you, so it's diolch. Diolch. Ar ôl dau, un, dau, diolch. Everybody?
Right, I'm completely lost here now, to be honest. Completely lost. Now, Amy, who's our winner, we've got one special lesson for Goldie Looking Chain later. And announce it to him right now. What is the big lesson you're looking forward to having them in?
Hair and beauty.
Yeah. Hair and beauty.
Hair
for
and
Goldie
beauty.
Looking Chain later then, Chris.
Oh. Right then, Chris, we'll hand back to you. We are live from Clan Harry School, everyone.
Okay, so I've worked out, boys, that you're with Miss Morris, but who's Diane that she keeps talking about?
I'm not asking that. We're going to go back in the corridor now. I think that's probably for the best.
Are you back in the corridor now?
Listen. Hey, shut up. Look, you've got as much knowledge of Welsh as we have. We haven't got a blooming clue what's going on.
I know
Boris like
and
Shemai.
I know Dioch and Diane.
And I'll tell you what, you do not mess with Miss Morris.
I'll tell you, you don't.
I've got to say, that's the best so far. It's been the highlight of Star Pupil this week, is Miss Morris reading out the register. Love eggs. Yeah. It's got to be the best.
Two Hats. Shemai.
Adam.
Two Hats.
Adam Hussein.
with you two there, like a couple of supply teachers.
Right, listen to Joe Wiley later. More of JK and Joel and Goldie Looking Chain and Amy live from their school in Wales.
New music, we trust. Radio 1.
Sister Sisters. Filthy Gorgeous. Shemai.
Cause you're
right, so Goldie Looking Chain at school all day with JK and Joel
and Diane
and Miss Morris and Amy Davis, who is the most famous people in that school today, and the star pupils of Goldie Looking Chain. Good luck, everybody. Right, Carpark Catchphrase coming up in just a few seconds. We'll play Joe Budden and Pump It Up, because we haven't played that for at least 24 hours. And The Killers, as somebody told me, because I'm really sorry, we haven't played that for at least 1 hour, so we need to get a move on with that. Let's get some news from Dominic and some sport from Carrie. It's 9:32.
Security as tight as George Bush is sworn in for his second term.
And Manchester United break Exeter Heart.
Radio 1 News. Baby, one more travel, Dominic Byrne.
Just gone 9:35.
You've had to go upstairs to Newsbeat, haven't you?
Yeah.
Can you see us on the webcam, though?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. How does it look?
It looks pretty good.
What are you laughing at?
Pretty good from here.
I don't know what you're laughing at.
Webcam technology is fun, isn't it?
So, Dominic, you can see us down here, even though that you're actually, what, three floors above us in the new studio office.
You're absolutely right. Then.
Describe to us what you can see in the studio.
Well, Dave.
Chris.
I can see you holding up various instructions, if you will.
What does it say?
It says, Dave, I can't read it from here.
Really?
I'm losing you. Hello?
Is there a problem with the connection, Dominic?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Modern technology is amazing, though, isn't it, don't you think?
You need a wire in your modem.
Dominic?
Oh.
Can you see me now?
Hey, that really is broadband.
Oh, that's... Chris,
your belt.
That's cracking.
It's me with my trousers round my ankles. Hilarious, Charlie.
He's only gone and done a Mooney.
A Mooney on the webcam.
Get out of town.
I really hope that hasn't gone off now and around the world.
Says you're right.
I'm recording all I can see.
Dominic?
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Chris. Don't do that. Thank God this is radio.
I'm keeping my eyes shut.
Dom, have a look.
He's only just opened up Stephen and the twins.
You're disgusting. Oh, you really are. Right, I'm going to write down a word and see if it makes you laugh. I'm going to put it to the camera.
Okay.
Okay? I know this is very visual and childish, but, you know, we may as well continue with the rest of the show. As we've been doing it this morning. Okay, you writing a word, Dave?
Yep, I have.
Okay, shall I go with yours first?
With mine.
I think we've written the same word.
Right?
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I hold them together then?
Yeah. Guys, what you can do with mine is you can turn the paper around, you see?
Actually, no, you can show it from there and see if you can read it, and if not, then I'll...
All right, Dom, you ready?
To Radio 1.
Dom, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, watch, okay?
I can't see yours from here, Dave. Well, I can see that. And look, Chris.
Yes?
Now look at the webcam screen. Look what I've written.
The same word.
It's the same word.
Hey, I tell you, why can't we be that good on what-ity-what? No one ever gets the same word on that.
What are the chances of that?
It's incredible.
Man. Hilarious. Right, thank you, you two. Are you going to come down and join us for Car Park Catchphrase?
Yes.
Let's go, then. You know it.
Now we're back for another. We send the other breakfast DJs running for cover. Chris is happy, but he'd like one more thing if he may. When his contract is renewed, he'd like another 4 weeks holiday.
Angry Alan.
Lisa, you've got really nice teeth.
Thank you.
Is there anything else nice about you?
I don't know if you know this already, Rachel. Somebody's just texted in saying, Rachel in page 3 shocker.
Oh, God, yes.
Have you heard about this, boys and girls?
No.
Rachel is featured on page 3 of today's Kiddie Shuttle. That's the Kidderminster Shuttle newspaper. Full page with the photos from Zoo Magazine, from Warren, from Stourport-on-Severn.
Stourport.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No.
You were saying Stourport. Stourport.
Didn't they phone
Didn't they?
Dominic took a call yesterday, and then they called me back for a quote. So it's an article on the article.
Right. Mm. Please go and buy Zoo Magazine this week. It features Alad.
Oh, hello.
Dave.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hello.
And some very, very, very not bad pictures of her at all.
That's such a compliment, Chris.
I know. I'm feeling like very generous.
I don't like the ones with Matisse.
No, you are a bit Mr. Red, aren't you?
Well, they could have picked the better ones.
You're like a made-up Esther.
How rude.
Don't start being horrible.
I'm sorry.
The other ones are nice.
How did you enjoy your time in the jungle, Janet? If you want to see Rachel and the photos of her, there's Teethy Rachel, there's Old Man Allard, and there's Camp Dave. And you can buy Zoo magazine. It's out this week. And try and we're trying to make it the most bought copy of Zoo. Well, the most bought copy? The
biggest selling copy?
That's the words that somebody...
Some people have been texting in saying that they've bought Nuts magazine this week and can't find the article.
It's Zoo magazine.
That's what I mean.
Right, thank you.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans, and welcome to another Car Park Catchphrase live on BBC Radio 1.
Is Dom playing the airbase today?
Yes, I am, Roy. Thank you.
Let's hear you.
What a numpty! Yeah.
Cheers.
He's a numpty. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
I love that last record you played.
You're obviously lying.
That's very funny, Chris.
Yeah, I know it's very funny. But anyway, it's nice to see you, and I like having you on because, you know, it's the exciting part of the show for me.
I like the sound of that.
There you go. It's my pleasure, because you are the king of quizzes.
Thank you, Chris. Another lovely introduction.
Pleasure. Dominic's here as well, if you want to say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Hello to you.
Are you right?
Life is good.
Great. I've got a question, Roy, for you.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the 15th letter of the alphabet? Have a think about it.
Oh.
Correct.
What a numpty.
Sorry, somebody texted that in. I thought that was great.
Is Dave not talking to me?
Good morning, Roy. Hello
Good
to
morning.
You. Hello to you.
Hello to you.
Hello to you.
Hello to you.
No, hello to you.
Hello to you.
Allard wants a word.
Shut up.
Good morning, Roy.
Shut up.
He's not into you today, is he?
He's not. Hey, Lisa sends her regards, by the way. She says, hi, Roy.
Shut up. Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Emily and I'm from Cardiff.
Yay! You sound really excited.
Yeah, I am really excited.
Right, what are you doing in Cardiff?
Going to university and having a birthday.
You're having a birthday?
Yeah, right now. It's my birthday today.
Well, you're having a birthday right now.
Yeah.
I like the way you say that. So it's your birthday today?
Yeah, my birthday today.
Well, let's see. Roy, do we have like a special present for anybody who's celebrating a birthday on Car Park Catchphrase? Okay, on Car Park Catchphrase?
No.
Right, okay, fine. Okay. Sorry about that.
I'm all right, don't worry.
Who are you with, Emily?
I'm with about 9 of my friends. My car. Yay!
Idiots.
Nine people in the same car.
Pardon?
You got 9 of you in the same car.
Yeah, and it's the smallest car in the world.
Hey, I tell you what, Roy Walker, I bet you'd love to be in that car with them, wouldn't you?
Not for all the money in the world.
Right, okay, fair enough. What are you driving, Emily?
A Fiat Seicento, a green one.
Mmm. Mm. Nice wheels.
Thanks.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear your horn. Oh,
it's a horn of plenty.
All right, well done. Yeah, wait, hang on there then, there you go.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's Stuart and I'm from Biggin Hill.
Hey! Biggin Hill!
Where's that?
In Kent.
Oh.
Hello, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So you're from Biggin Hill?
I am indeed.
Wow, Biggin Hill, very nice. Roy,
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you? What's his name?
Norman.
Oh, good old Norm.
Yes?
What do you do, Stuart?
I'm a bailiff.
You're a bailiff?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Are you really?
Yeah, well, I am indeed. I'm sitting here with my colleague.
But you're sick of going around Alan's house, are you? Well, them bills he keeps ringing out on those websites, you know what I'm saying?
No, I've stopped going around there.
Oh, really?
Okay. I've given up.
All right, fine. And is it a worthwhile, fulfilling job?
It is indeed.
Oh, okay, well, I'll tell you.
That's just weird.
No way. these people have got to work, Roy. They need, you know, to feed their family.
That's just wrong.
Well, you know, let's not get into a big debate now about bailiffs, right?
What a numpty.
All right. Let's just, hey, woohoo! Hey, bum bum. What are you driving, by the way, Stuart?
A blue Volkswagen Transporter TDI.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
And
let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear your horn. Is your window wound down?
It is.
Alright, so it.
That horn is rubbish.
So he's not impressed with that. Anyway, are you ready to play, Stuart?
I am indeed, yeah.
You ready to play, Emily?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
You're...
No, gonna play car park catchphrase. So...
Horns at the ready.
Yes.
Fingers steady.
Yes. Horns at the ready. Fingers steady.
Horns at the ready.
Wrong button.
Fingers steady.
Right button.
Let's play car park catchphrase.
Balls. Stampling the airbase today.
Yes,
right,
I am.
Eyes down, looking. Here we go. Mr. Fish is having a nightmare at home. Not only is his boiler leaking in the kitchen, but now the lecky's gone off as well. He can't see anything in the pitch black, so he's desperately trying to find a candle in the kitchen cupboard. And it's rooting. Oh, there you go, he's found one. He's just lighting it now so he can at least see what he's doing. Yep, the candle's lit, which is good. For some reason, he's now trying to light the other end of the candle. Yes, Stuart? What?
It was us. We meet way before.
Yes, Stuart?
It might be your birthday, but be quiet. Burning the candle at both ends.
You're right!
Shut it, love. You tell him, Stuart. There's no messing with you. Emily, you got there first. I'm sorry.
No worry. We got there first,
but
that's okay.
Right, okay.
All nine of them.
Okay. Yeah, right.
All nine of
us. Okay, Emily. You didn't actually get there first, but that's okay as well.
Okay. That's all right. Carry on.
How old are you today, by the way?
Pardon? I'm 20 yeah. today.
Do you want to get to 21? Right.
You're going to kill me? Harsh.
Okay, I agree with you. It
would be harsh.
Murder would be harsh.
On any point out for legal reasons.
I might not actually kill you. I might just send you to an island far, okay. far away, which is miles away from any kind of shipping place or helicopter landing pad.
Okay.
Just to confirm, he won't kill you.
No, I won't.
He won't.
If she keeps talking over us, I might, actually. But no, I won't, okay.
You're both back in play.
Yes.
Here's another car park catchphrase.
Right, here we go then. The Fish family are all away on a camping holiday in Normandy. They're away for a fortnight in total, but they're just spending a couple of nights in each campsite before moving on somewhere else. Son Michael doesn't want to move, though, because he's met a really nice girl on the first site. She's called Marie Claire. He's really in love with this girl that he met at the first site. And he doesn't want to leave his love, who is at the first site, Emily.
Yes, Stuart?
Yes, Emily?
I'm Matt. What?
See, he doesn't want to leave the love. Love
at first sight.
Love at first sight.
You're right.
Sorry about that, Emily. Stuart, she just got there before you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
It is her birthday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm rubbish.
Yeah, I know you are, Andy.
And the other eight people.
Okay. What the hell's going on, Andy? Seriously, I'm feeling falling off the wagon day today. Might be quite a good idea. Right. Emily and Stuart, you both got one each. Whoever gets the next one right is a winner.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is now spending the day with Alistair Stewart and the Chopper Cops as they catch more baddies for the TV show Police Camera Action. They're hovering high above the town centre. They've got the searchlight on two teenage burglars who have just robbed a microwave and a VCR. That's video recorder. One of the burglars has given himself up. That's all right. But the other one's disappeared. But the thermal imaging camera on the helicopter is glowing on a small kennel where they think the other burglar is hiding.
Stuart.
That's a small kennel, Emily. Well,
and it
looks like you got to beep your horn there, Emily, you daft cow.
In the doghouse.
What was that?
In the doghouse.
What Dave's saying...
Oh, it's good. But it's not right.
Stuart?
I was going to say in the doghouse as well.
I think Dave's shaking his head, but I really think, you know, it's the same thing. But no, so they're looking at this kennel and they're going, now I wonder if the burglar is in there or whether it is a dog. Yes, Emily?
Who's in the doghouse?
Who's in the doghouse?
You're a winner.
You're right! Oh, Stuart, what happened?
Never heard of that place.
Bye.
Right, Emily, well done!
Thank you.
I think I was a little bit mean to you earlier.
That's okay, thanks for helping me win.
That's all right, and it is your birthday, and you've won a great prize. Rachel, tell her what she's won.
You have won a Chris Moore's car park catchphrase pedometer for you and a friend.
Oh, sorry, sorry about that. I thought it was a great prize. well done, congratulations. And I tell you what I'm going to do, because it is your birthday today.
Yeah.
I might change your tradition and be a nice guy.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Bye. I won't, though. So, there you go. Lovely.
Like a lamb to the slaughter.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. He's waving. He's waving.
Shut up, Dominic.
Idiot.
I didn't say anything.
Idiot.
See it in the boys' eyes from Jamedia. Thanks for listening to the show today. Conor Neave is back at 1. Scott Mills is here at 4. Please listen to him. The beautiful Joe Whitey is next.